V'alkein ne'amar al ha'tfila, and this is why the Gemara says about in Brachas about tfila, krum zulus levrei adam. V'dor shirazal, and the Gemara says over there, elu dvorim ha'imdim berumai shelaylam. This pasuk is talking about certain things that are mamish on top of the world, the most significant things, u'bnei adam mezalzlim bo. And people insult it. People treat it with very cheaply. They don't treat it with respect. Umanihu, the Gemara says, you know what that is? Tefillah. Rabbi Michal Zichron Vruch used to say, which people are we talking about here? The Gemara is not talking about goyim. The Gemara is not talking about chilon, non-religious. But this Gemara is talking about observant Jews. Jews who observe the mitzvahs. And yet somehow, this item of tefillah, it's hard for many people to really give it the proper respect. People get up late. Many people don't go to shul chas v'shalom at all. People get up late, or at best they come right on time and they rush through it. Their mind is on many different things when they're done. There's 100 different forms of zilzul and tefillah. And even those people who do daven 3 times a day, let's say properly, even they don't get it really. Because if they would look in the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah writes that the 3 tefillahs that we have today are sort of bidyeved, meaning it's only because the rabbis saw that the generations got so much weaker. Originally, people used to spend 4 or 5 hours a day talking to Hashem, each person. When the Chachamim saw that things got weaker, they understood that they had to establish these 3 pillars, Shachris, Minchah, and Arvis, which everybody should be obligated to be connected to these 3 pillars, to have a very serious connection to tefillah. But, the Rambam says, but, this isn't a replacement for a person's personal connection with Hashem. That's something that every year is still supposed to do. Anytime a person has anything important going on in their life, they're supposed to talk to Hashem about it. Whether it's a positive thing, whether it's a negative thing, whether it's an operation, Hashem, somebody's supposed to have an operation. All physical, spiritual, every facet of your life, you're supposed to be in conversation with Hashem, connected to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas v'rochel hoysa yifas toyar v'fei mara. This is why the Torah tells us in the Chumash that Rachel Imenu was beautiful and Leah looked much, much less beautiful. Because the beauty of the Torah Shebal Peh, Mishnayis, Gemara, Halacha, Rishonim, Achronim, Zoyroka, that everybody sees. That's pretty. Everybody considers that beautiful. V'hakol rotzen el ha-mishnah. Like the Gemara says, everybody runs after Mishnah. Mishnayis. Everybody wants the. Avol ve'enei leo rakois. Whereas the eyes of Leo were swollen from tefillah, from tears. Shoysa boiche tomid shaloi tipel b'chelkoi shel Esav. She was always crying that she shouldn't fall in with Esav Arosha. Shezehu b'chinas ha-tfilois shemispalalam la-shem yisborach lehinotzel mea yetzahora v'chayeloisov. That tefillah that Leah davened 3,000 years, that was history? That's ancient history? That isn't ancient history. That's today. That's me and you. Every single one of us has to daven every single day, Hashem, save me from falling in with Esav. In page 1 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal writes there that there's Yaakov and Esav. There's the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Yaakov wants Chachma and Seichel and religion, Yiddishkeit, and Esav wants to do whatever his heart desires. So Esav is a nickname for the Yetzer Hara. So this tefillah of Leah, she's talking on behalf of every single year. This is the tefillah of every year, begging Hashem on a daily basis, Hashem, help me today that I shouldn't fall into the Yetzer Hara. Shehu asamach mem, shehu sarei shel Esav, referring to this malach, the samach mem, who's the angel of Esav Arosha. This is what the Gemara means when it says she would cry not to fall into Esav, not to fall into the Sitra Achra. She cried so much to the point where her eyes, mamish, became swollen from crying. That each and every single Jew has to cry to Hashem so much, to begging Hashem that he shouldn't fall into the hands of the Samach Mem. It's interesting, just last night I was in the house and I happened to be looking up something in the book Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, Sichas Aran, and I just saw the paragraph where Rabbi Nosson Zal writes there, he heard from one of Rabbi Nazal's Talmidim that one morning in Russia, in the summer, they daven Shachris Vesikin, and right after Shachris, Rabbi Nazal sent his daughter to go call this student to come right away. He came, and Rabbi Nazal said, come, let's go on a class trip. And they went out into the fields, and Rabbi Nazal pointed to a certain mountain that was like a volcanic kind of thing. And it was a hollowed out mountain. And Rabbi Nazal explained what it was about, what, you know, how it was. And he said, let's go inside. They went inside. Rabbi Nazal sat down on the floor, not on a leathered couch or anything, sat down on the ground, it says. He pulled out a Sefer Shaarei Tzion from his pocket, which is a Sefer of Tfilos, and he started reading. And he started crying. And the student told Rabbi Nosson afterwards, he was crying and crying. I never saw anything like this in my life. He was crying and crying, just gushing, crying for a long, long, long time. And when he finally finished, he said to the student, go take a look outside. And the student saw that it was starting to get dark. And Rabbi Nosson Zal writes, in Russia, you finish Nates, 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, they went 7:30, they got there 8:30, from 8:30 in the morning. In the summertime, it doesn't start getting dark till 7, 8 at night, which means that Rabbi Nosson Zal was there for 12 hours or so, going strong, gushing with tears, begging, crying for what? This is the crying to come close to Hashem, crying. So we know, again, this isn't 10,000 years ago. This is 250 years ago. There was a tzaddik, a great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, and Rabbi Nazal said he came, that the people had come from the family of Dovid HaMelech. For them, it comes much more natural to have a broken heart. They're quicker to tears. But you hear that there is such a thing. And Rabbi Nosson Zal here doesn't write, here he's not saying that he's talking only to the biggest tzaddikim. He used the word kol echod v'echod. No Jew is exempt. He's not leaving anybody out. Every yid needs to know that this is part of being religious. A person has to try. A person has to want to do this, to want to be able to mamish cry to Hashem and beg Hashem, protect me, save me from falling into the ditch, from falling in with bad company, with the Yetzirah, the Sitrachra, in all its different forms and flavors. Okay, Aval Mailas v'chashivas in yinzeh shel tefillah ein hakol roin. But Rav Nosson says, but the importance and significance of tefillah, not everybody sees that. Kihi b'chinas alma diskasya, because the Zohar HaKadosh calls it that it's the hidden world, it's the covered up world. Ki soid hatfilo govoya v'sosum v'nelam oid, because the secret of tefillah is very, very high and very hidden. Intentionally, it's very hidden. That not everybody sees it, not everybody understands it. V'al kein ein b'nei odom afilu haksherim rotzen achar ze kol kach. And it's for this reason that people, even religious people, aren't running after tefillah. They're not chasing, saying, wow, I can't wait to daven. I can't wait to say my tehillim today. I can't wait to come to shul a couple of minutes early to really be able to give out a fabulous shachar, a fabulous mincha. The adarabba, unfortunately, just the opposite. Bnei odom mezalzlim bo. People treat tefillah with disrespect. Ki tefillah hu bechinas dvorim hoimdim berumoy shaloylam. Rav Nosson Zal is quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says this, that tefillah is among those things that are mamish on top of the world, on top of the list of Yiddishkeit. Shegovoya v'niskav ma'oid. It's extremely high. Aval bnei odom mezalzlim bo. But people treat it with disrespect. Vafilu Yaakov lo yoyoyochoy la'amoyd al adovranal. And even Yaakov Avinu didn't understand this fully. He couldn't understand the relationship between Torah and Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh and Tefillah. How does all of this go together? And what's the priority? And which is first? And which is second? V'ovad baruch el daika. That's why Yaakov Avinu set his mind that he's working those 7 years to marry Rachel. Remember, that was his intention. That was his plan. V'lovon hu arami b'ramousoi hagdoilo rotza lahatois es Yaakov v'lahachlef loy leya baruchel. And Lovon, the trickster, with all of his tricks, wanted, arami means not trickster, means from Syria, the trickster wanted to trick Yaakov Avinu and to switch Leah for Rachel. Ki Lavan lo yodo klal mailas Leah. Because Lavan had no idea of the specialness of Leah. Bechinas mailas hatfila, the specialness of tefila. Ki hu bevadai zilzil betfila legamri. Because Lavan, who was a Rasha, there are some Rishoim that make fun of Torah, but every Rasha makes fun of tefila. Like, that's the biggest joke, you know, chashom. V'alkein sovar she'ein b'leah shum chashivas klal. Therefore, he thought that Leah wasn't special, there wasn't any major significance in her. V'sovar she'hito v'rimas Yaakov ma'oid v'mashe'ech l'flay Leah b'rochel. And he thought, wow, did I fool him? Wow, did I get him in this switch? I got him to marry Leah instead of Rochel. You know, I sold him a bill of goods. He thought he was getting $1 million item, and I gave him a $50 item for $1 million, for the 7 years of hard work. Avol be'emes hakol meis Hashem hoya. But really, this was all part of the plan of Hashem. Ki ma'oid omku machshavois v'isbara, because Hashem's plans are very deep. Ube'emes hakol hoya l'toyva v'gedoyla. And this is all really a tremendous benefit to Klal Yisrael. Ki rochel hatzadekes mosra simonim l'chois oleya sh'loites bayish. Because the Gemara tells us that this Leah and Rachel knew who their daddy was. And therefore, when Yaakov Avinu was seeing Rachel, he made up a plan with her that in order to be sure that it's her at night when he marries her, he gave her special simonim codes, which she would have to say, where he would know for sure that it's her. And when Rachel realized what was happening, and she understood that the shame and embarrassment that Leah would go through if Chas V'Shalom Yaakov Avinu discovers it's not her and he sends her away, the Gemara says she went into the room, she stayed under the bed, and she said, when Yaakov Avinu said the code, Rachel responded. Because again, he would have recognized the voice difference. Rachel did the talking. Ki Yaakov Mosar Hasimonim L'Rochel Zebchinas Hasimonim Shel Torah. When the Gemara tells us that Yaakov Avinu gave over these codes to Rochel, what does it mean? It's talking about the codes of the Torah. Bechinas Hatzivi L'chot Tziyunim. As there's a pasuk in Novi that says, make for yourself different marks, different codes. V'dor Shrazal Asu Simonim LaTorah. The Gemara says this means make codes, make ways that you can memorize the Torah for yourself. Ki tzrichen lasoy simonim batoyra shloit ishtakach v'loit ischalif shloit legalis ponim batoyra shloit kalocha. Because a Jew has to make simonim in the Torah. A person has to make codes in the Torah to know how to interpret the Torah. Number one, not to forget it, and not to switch it, not to come up with the wrong interpretations of Torah. To know how to learn Torah properly, when to switch lanes, when to go up and down in Torah, to know how to be guided to be successful in his learning. V'chol ha-simonim ein b'chinas Torah shebal peh. And all of these codes, that's all the limud of Torah shebal peh. Torah shebal peh teaches you how to navigate in Torah shebichsav and in Yiddishkeit. Shehu b'chinas rochel, sheshom kol ha-mesorah. That's where the whole tradition of Klal Yisrael, our whole heritage, comes from the Torah shebal peh, from the Gemara, from the Shulchan Aruch. V'ha-simonim. Avol Rochel shibchenas Torah shebal peh mesora kol asimonim lachos aleya. However, Rochel represents Torah shebal peh. She gave over all the simonim to her sister Leah. Shibchenas hatfila umalam doiso eich ledaber im Yaakov. And Rochel taught Leah how to speak to Yaakov. Shehu klal haTorah. Remember, Yaakovin represents the Torah shebichsav. Ve'eich lasos me haTorah tefila. Rochel is the one who taught Leah how to make Torah into tefila. V'azai be'emes nechlolin Rochel v'Leah yachad. And when you do that, when a person uses his knowledge of Torah shebal peh to make Torah into tefila, then Rochel and Leah are becoming one. Rochel, which is the Torah shebal peh, and Leah, which is tefila, he's uniting them. He's making one out of them. Ki Torah shebal peh u'tefila shneim b'chinas echod. Because Gemara and Torah shebal peh and tefila are one. Ushneim mischabrim im Yaakov. And both of them plug into Yaakov Avinu. Shehu yesoid klal haTorah. Who is the Torah shebichsav, the whole foundation of Torah. V'hakol. And what was the whole purpose of this? What was the mission? to produce the 12 Shvotim, Sheyesh Bohem Arboim Vetesha Oisiyos, which Rabbeinu Zal tells us in the Kutumran that in the names of the 12 Shvotim, you have 49 letters, Keneged Arboim Vetisha Shari Tshuva, corresponding to the 49 gates of Tshuva, Shezeh Bechinas Tehillim. Rabbeinu Zal says in Likud Imran that if a person wants to be zochet to true tshuva, he has to be able to get to the 49 gates of tshuva, and he has to be able to know which gate is shayach to his shevet. And Rabbeinu Zal says the secret to that is Tehillim, that Tehillim has in it all the secret of how to get to the right gate, and how to open that gate if it's closed, and how to be inspired to be able to go through to the whole process. That's the Torah in Likut Imran that this halacha is based on. Torah Ayin Gimel in Likut Imran Tanina. Shezeu b'chinas Tehillim, shekol zeu b'chinas she'oisem me'atoyres tefilas. That's what it's all about, making Torah into tefillah. Ki be'emes b'chol eilu advorim she'ein yoiden mehechon ha'ascholo tzrichin la'aschil mishneim b'yachad v'la'asoik bozeu bozeh. Rav Nosson Zal answers the question he had before. Because the truth is, in all of these items that a person learns in halacha or in kabbalah or in chassidus, where you have two things and you can't figure out which comes first, the person's supposed to start with both. He's supposed to try to start both simultaneously and work at both. A person doesn't know where, which one to begin from. You have to start from both. To work at both of these every day. To learn part of the day. And to daven part of the day. And if a person does that, afal pi shebetchila bevadai einu yodeya heitev seder hatfila veichlasis mitoyra tfila. And if a person will try this, even though in the beginning when he first starts out, he's not really going to know how to navigate. He's not going to know exactly how to make Torah into tefillah. Afal pikein Hashem yisborach marachim olov. Hashem will have rachmonis on him. Umeir einov. Hashem will open his eyes. Umoyser loy simonei vedarkei Torah. Hashem will open his eyes to understand the codes in the Torah, to understand the signs in the Torah. Umalamedoy sedlefi b'chinosoy eich lasis mitoyra tefillah. And Hashem will teach him on his level how to be zocher to make Torah into tefillah. And if the person will daven properly, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get to a higher understanding of Torah. And then he's going to understand how tefillah works even better. He's going to understand how what the order is supposed to be, and how things fit together, and how they work together, how Torah supports tefillah, and tefillah supports Torah. And this cycle keeps continuing. Each one strengthens the other one. Hatfilas haTorah, vaTorah haTefillah. This is the secret, Rav Nosson says. This is what the Torah means when it tells us that Rochel gave over the simonim to Leah, which is tefillah. V'alkein ikara ha'hoylodo al yedei Leah sheyolda shisha shvotim. And this is why the one who produced the most children for Yaakov Avinu, 50%, was Leah, who gave him 6 shvotim. Ki ikar toildois shel tzadikim shem maisim toivim heim al yedei hatfila. Listen to these words here. There's nothing being left to the imagination here. Rav Nosson says the main success of tzadikim, their main production of mitzvahs and maisim toivim, comes from their tefillah. Shehi b'chinas Leah, alma diskasi kanal, v'gam kol ha'hoylodah shel Rochel hoyorak b'schus shemosra simonim lachoisa. And the fact that Rochel had any children was b'schus that she gave Leah the simonim. K'moshom razal, as the Gemara says, v'yizkor Elohim es Rochel. It says in the pasuk there, Hashem finally remembered Rochel. The Gemara says, what did he remember? Shemosra simonim lachoisa. Hashem remembered that fabulous thing that she had done, that she gave over the codes to Leah. Hainu shekol hoylodas hatzadikim, shemoylidim maisim toivim al yedei haTorah, shezeu haikar. The whole production of tzadikim, what tzadikim produce, which is good deeds, which they produce through the Torah, Shezeho Iker, and we know the most important part of Torah is the good deeds that come out of it. Kiloy Hamed Rishuker Alamaisa, because the Gemara says the main thing is not learning, the main thing is the action, what you're going to do with it. Iker Hailodo, rather, the main Hailodo was through the fact that she gave the Simonim to Leah, which is Tfila, meaning, Ayidei Shegam Kol Limur Atorah Shebal Pebachinas Rachel, Hakol Bishvil Lisko is Lasis Me Atorah Tfila. The success of Rachel, we said Rachel represented Torah Shebal Peh. The success of Rachel, her children, came as a result of her giving her Simonim to Leah, meaning by making Torah into Tfila. Shezeo bechinas sherochel mosro simoni atorah leleya. She bechinas tefila. Ki ikar zechus hatzadikim hashleimim. Shezoichim lemitzvah semaisim toivim. Ulehinotzma yetzahara vecheloisav. Ho ikar al yedei tefila shemespalelim la shemisporach. Lizkois lekayim esatorah. Because Rav Nosson Zal says here, the main merit of tzadikim, the tzadikim shleimim, the real tzadikim, the ones who are perfect tzaddikim, who are zeichet to do many mitzvahs mais and toivim, and who are zeichet to defeat the Yetzirah, to break all their evil desires, and to become balei midos. We're talking about the real tzaddikim here, not just rabbis, not just any guy who knows 50 pages, or 500 pages, or 5,000 pages, but he could be a mushchas. He could be a piece of garbage. He could be a person who people despise. People know not to do business with him because a few people lent him money and he never paid back. Or all kinds of terrible things. He got caught with this sin and with that sin and with all kinds of bad things. Or they see he's 600 pounds overweight because he doesn't care. Taivas Achila is no big, you know, he eats whatever he wants, etc., etc. You know, he's not fulfilling the Torah. He's not living by the Torah the way a person's supposed to. The main success of these tzaddikim is through their tefillah, that they daven to Hashem to be zecher to fulfill the Torah. As Rabbeinu Zal wrote, shekol hatzaddikim lo yizochu lemadregosom kiim al yedei hispoidus tefillos. Rabbeinu Zal said he spoke to many tzaddikim, and he said, all the tzaddikim, anyone who got to any real high levels of success, it was only by speaking to Hashem through his Beiridus and a lot of tefillah. Kimavura b'sichos of HaKadoshim, as is written in Sichos Aran, in the Sefer Sichos Aran.